The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the show where you get expert advice about heavy duty parts that keeps trucks and trailers on the road longer while lowering cost per mile. My name is Jamie Irvin. I will be your host and moderator today. The subject that we are going to talk about is from diagnostic trouble code to replacement part in 3 minutes or less. That is what we are going to talk about today. We're going to be introducing you to some amazing technology that's being developed for the Independent Service Channel. Okay, so my panelists who are with me, Andy Turnbull is the Senior Vice President of Customer Solutions at Diesel Laptops. Andy, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Jamie. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Beth Barkovich, Vice President of Products, Parts. Welcome to our webinar.
Thank you, Jamie. Great to be here.
It's great for us to all be together again. So let's get right into the discussion without any further delay. Andy, the big dream, your founder, Tyler Robertson of Diesel Laptops, he had a dream to go from fault code to replacement part in under 3 minutes. He is fully dedicated to supporting the Independent Service Channel. Why is this dream, first of all, important? And why specifically does the Independent Service Channel need technology to help them to achieve this?
That's a great question. And thanks for asking it. And also thanks everyone for joining. I think the, you know, I've been in this industry a couple of years, and I remember early 2000s, we've been chasing, you know, the term uptime. Everywhere's uptime. It's on every sign. We talk about it constantly. And there's been a lot of improvements, obviously, to uptime and getting there. I mean, some are very simple. You know, they're just a process change within the workshop. Some are more sophisticated. And, you know, we're getting into machine learning and more complicated things. So, you know, at Diesel, our focus started out, you know, let's sell kits. Let's obviously make the technician as efficient as possible. And that's transitioned really into what our vision is, which is the one you mentioned, which the efficiency of the technician is paramount. And it's a building block for all of the above. So if the technician is more efficient, the individual, the shop becomes more efficient. And ultimately, the enterprise also directly benefits from this. So when we're talking about uptime, we're really talking about how do we get the chain as efficient as possible. So the process we're focusing on right now is when that technician hooks into any piece of equipment. You know, we talk about trucks, but it could also be off-highway. How do we get that information to then go down into the repair information? And then ultimately, the goal that we have and the path we're on right now and very, very close to is how to get that DTC code to spell out the part. And then ultimately, that's the part that fits and also the cross-reference of those parts. So it's become more and more difficult over the past couple of years to do things with supply chain shortages and all the problems we've had. What we aim to do is to give as many options and as much efficiency to that technician and put it in their hands. So that's what this webinar is about. That's the journey we're on.
And that makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, like you said, Diesel Laptops started off by just getting the diagnostic tool in the hands of the repair technician. But in order to really keep vehicles at a optimum level, the uptime as high as possible, keep them on the road, it involves more than just the repair technician. Beth, what role does the parts person play in all of this? Because it's not just the repair technician in the shop, is it?
Right. No, it's not. And, you know, Diesel Laptops started, as you mentioned, and Andy mentioned, as the diagnostic tool. But very quickly, Tyler realized that there were a lot of gaps out there in getting the right information about the parts to the service industry. And not that there wasn't information out there. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of services that provide data and parts crosses and parts lookups. But what I would say, and you know, it's just what we've lived with for years. You know, we've been struggling to change and make that data cleaner. The parts counterperson or the parts people have just had to like pick up the pieces and put this big puzzle together and access many different sources. And it could take hours or days sometimes to find the right part that they're looking for through a number of different channels, the OE service desks or wherever they might have to look and find. And we're just trying to streamline that and bring it all into one place to make it quick and easy for them. Give them one big easy button.
I remember the days when I first started in parts, and we used to have these big metal like holders for all of our catalogs, and you know, they were expandable. So each guy or gal at her station would have one of these, and you might have catalogs that are 4 to 6 feet in width, right? Like it started here and then it just kept growing and growing and growing. And you had to be really proficient with your set of catalogs. So, you know, whether you're a repair technician or a parts person, the traditional methods of getting access to information required you to go to a lot of different places. And what I'm hearing you both say is that the solution that Diesel Laptops is working on is consolidating all that into a tool that people can use so that they get access to everything they need. So let's break that down a little bit. First of all, let's just distinguish when we're talking diesel repair and diesel parts, what are we talking about? So Andy, what are we talking about when we say diesel repair? What is it? How does it work?
So Diesel Repair is our platform that is completely web-based and also app-based. And it's the ability to understand what a DTC code is, ultimately get information about what are the probable causes, and then drive someone to actually be able to repair that. It's also access to wiring and wiring diagrams. It's an aggregation point for many of the tools that we have to scan to get data into it, which is Diesel Health. And it really is a one-stop shop for the service technician to understand how to repair the truck, but also on a certain level, and this is where it ties into what Beth will talk to, there actually is a cross-reference for parts. So the ability for a technician to understand how to repair it, to be able to get to that part that's required, and ultimately understand if that part isn't on the shelf, all right, there's 5 cross references. Do I have any of these parts? Can I get my hands on it? And Diesel Repair is all about having a product that is a one-stop shop for the service technician for repair information. You know, that's really what we believe it is.
Right. So anybody who is in that repair technician role would want to be using Diesel Repair. Beth, just give us a high level overview of what Diesel Parts is, and then we'll connect the two and show how repair technicians get access to both. So if you're just a parts technician, you're going to want to use Diesel Parts. But what is it? How does it work? Give us a little bit of background on that.
Well, Diesel Parts, I would call it an evolution to existing tools that are out there. We have a number of different ways to look up parts from the DTC, you know, looking, you know, diagnosing the problem and then getting into the part, you know, directly, quickly to that area. We've got over 2.5 million unique parts in there, and currently we're over 50 million crosses, unique crosses that we can offer up to help them with the supply chain issues. But it's more than just a Vindicoder, and it's more than just a standard parts cross. We've got some tools I'd like to talk to you about today that are touching on the ACEs issue that everybody has with heavy duty and the data there with our bimeasurement tool. And then we've got a no VIN lookup. What if you don't have a VIN? I mean, that is a huge problem. And then the VIN doesn't get you directly to the part. The VIN just gets you part way, and then you still have to put all the pieces together. So we have a number of parts lookups, including exploded views and bimeasurement that help the technician get there quicker.
And that's a web-based and app-based tool as well. So there really is there's two distinct tools here. There's Diesel Repair and there's Diesel Parts. I will say as a parts person, most of us are familiar with a cross-reference tool that's out there. We won't use their name, but we will say what their slogan is. Their slogan is all you need is a part number. What I love about Diesel Parts is you don't even need a part number to figure out what you actually are looking for. So it is a little change in slogan, but it has a big implication for parts people. Okay. Now, Andy, for a repair technician, how does Diesel Repair and Diesel Parts come together in the one tool?
That's a great question. When we look at it, you know, and I've been in hundreds of workshops myself, the parts team and the service team working together ultimately leads to a better outcome, right? It's a true aftermarket focus. Where we have the next step in our evolution is our truck fault codes is going into a new revision today and in the next couple of weeks. And what that's going to drive is the ability to go from DTC code directly to part required. So, you know, when you talk about how do we identify the part, there are ways through the current parts tool you can do that. You can do it by measurement. You can do it by many other methods. What we're talking about here is actually being able to Vindicode, get down to the DTC, know which part is available, and then go from VIN, DTC to part, and ultimately then figure out how you can get that part in your hands. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of friends in the industry, you know, over the past 20 odd years. that I've known them. And this seems to be the missing piece right now. You know, so Tyler was definitely forward thinking on this, because this supply chain issue that we have today is trucks are down for just a part. And it's a part that we used to be able to find, right? And knowing that there's a cross-reference and being able to get from this fault code ultimately to drive directly to a part that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's not just the path we're on. We're actually implementing and doing testing on this very concept.
Right. So when you think about the situation in the independent service channel, I know when I was doing research ahead of starting the heavy duty parts report, one of the things that I was asking people in the independent service channel, whether it was a repair technician or a parts technician, is like, what's missing for you in the independent service channel? And they all kind of came back with the same general thing. We don't have the same set of resources available to us as someone who works for, let's say, a truck dealership. So you work for a dealership, as long as it's the badge that you're selling, you've got a VIN decoder, you can go straight from VIN to part. You've got all of this training and access to all of this technology. And the independents were just kind of left on their own to try to figure it out. And so with diesel repair, you're now going to be able to have a similar suite of tools available all in one place that helps you to be able to figure this out. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah. And I would also even take it kind of a step further. You know, I have an OE background, and, you know, I would say that a brand dealer working on all makes is going to run into the same problem.
They do.
They're going to be able to solve, you know, their own problems for their brand and have good access information. But then, you know, that competitor's truck rolls in because it's part of the fleet and they're just trying to get their truck up. They're trying to get things fixed. And then it becomes yet again, kind of an aftermarket all makes problem for an OEM dealer. So the problem, I think, is even more widespread than just kind of a OEM to OEM. I think it's actually now a pure trucking industry issue.
Yeah. So, okay. So the truck rolls in, it's thrown a fault code. Walk us through the steps of how this is going to work. So they're going to get the fault code and they're going to do what? How does that work?
Great question. So all of the DTC codes that on the initial scan, there's a lot of conversations we're having right now about best practice in the industry. And we believe that pre and post scan are definitely part of that. So when a truck shows up, a pre-scan should be done. Those DTCs get thrown into the cloud that we have. And then those DTC codes mean things, right? They obviously, 20 years ago, they meant kind of like a toddler, you know, hey, I have stomach pains. You still need to diagnose why. Are they hungry? You know, what are the problems? Today, we're a little bit more sophisticated. We can say this DTC code is this, and it means potentially these five things. So using diesel repair, they can go in and actually, from the DTC code, open up the wiring diagrams, the repair information, or any other information that's at their fingertips, find out what it is. And then from there, the direct link to the parts based on, you know, I need to replace the EGR, you know, great. Right. That part is here, you know, and it's linked directly to that make, model, year. And beyond that, then we need to know, do I have that part? You know, so if you're walking through from truck shows up, you've already gone all the way through recognizing what the repair needs to be, recognizing what the part is. And then ultimately, do I have the part? And then do I have the part, or do I have one of the other parts, you know, from the cross-reference tables that were mentioned earlier? And if I don't, who does? And at least you can have, I don't have it in inventory, but I might have the others. And if I don't have any of these, I know who I need to call. You know, perhaps it's one of the OEM dealers down the street. Maybe it's one of the buying groups that you're familiar with. You know, so there's options. And I think that's the path that we're, you know, making as efficient as possible with diesel laptops.
Right. So Alexander Thomas, I'm just going to answer this live. He says that, or his question is this just for on-road trucks, like Class 8 trucks, or is this going to be something that will be expanded to off-road equipment?
Yeah, off-road is definitely always in the conversation. The focus right now, I would say, if, you know, spreading yourself too thin is always something that could be a problem out of the gate. We're hyper-focusing on the on-highway, you know, and off-highway trucks, but we're talking Class 8 trucks. We're moving into medium duty as well. And I think there has to be, beyond just the systems that we have in place today, there's a lot of development. There's a lot of back-end work that we have to do to get this there. So is it off the table? No, I don't think it's on the immediate plans for off-highway. Although we do have off-highway fault codes within diesel repair, right. We do not have the mapping as strongly as we do on the on-highway. Correct.
Right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't have a heavy-duty part number and need to look up a part? Go to parts.diesellaptops.com or download the app on Apple or Android to create your free account. Looking for high-quality fuel injection for heavy-duty applications? Having one supplier for fuel injection allows you to better serve customers by providing them with a complete line, which increases your sales and profitability. Learn more at ambacinternational.com/aftermarket. So, you know, you talked a little bit, Andy, about the health checks, the pre and post. Like, talk to me a little bit more about diesel health. Like, why is that such an important feature inside of the diesel repair app?
It's one of those things where whenever a truck shows up, you want to have that initial, you know, it's like when you go to the doctor, they're going to do an initial scan. They're going to check your blood pressure. They're going to see, you know, where you're at. And we found, not just through kind of osmosis, you know, it's actually working in the industry, that we have found that best shops do that pre and post scan. They do maybe a walk around inspection. They're looking for not just an opportunity to kind of make additional revenue. They're actually looking for opportunity to fix a problem before it happens. Mm-hmm. And the pre and post scan, you can guarantee that when that truck showed up, these are the things that happened. And it helps guide the process. Sure, that's what we're talking about. But the post scan is also, this is what we saw at the beginning and this is what we saw at the end. And then you have a digital record of that event that, you know, if there's ever a problem down the street, hey, you didn't fix this problem. Well, this was not present when you initially scanned it. And it definitely wasn't present when we sent it out, when the codes were ultimately cleared. So, you know, in a litigation-based society, you don't want to say always that's the reason. I think it's actually more beneficial from a process standpoint to know what you're dealing with when it shows up and ultimately when it leaves, what state it's in.
Yeah, and you mentioned EGR. I'm just thinking of diesel emission systems. How many times is there a problem over here, but it's caused by an upstream issue? So I want to clarify something. So we've got Mike Bell. He's an owner operator. He purchased a handheld unit. He wants to know, can I use this like right inside my handheld unit? We also have Jeff Harrison, who's saying, are you guys talking like this is in the future or is this product available now? And we have another question about whether or not it's available for like one tons. That would be, in our world, we'd call that light duty, even though it's a heavy duty automotive application. So the whole thing about diesel repair and diesel parts is that it is an app. You can do it web-based. You can download it on your Android device, on your Apple device, and you can do that right now for both diesel repair and for diesel parts. Is this going to be embedded inside of some of your diagnostic tools, Andy, as well, like a handheld, or is that only for the app and web-based, or is it inside of the diagnostic tools that you buy?
Yeah, so our goal, you know, kind of a lot of questions there. I'll answer hopefully as many of them as I can. Our goal is to have any tool that's sold that is able to get either on Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or, you know, any internet connection, to be able to put information into what we call diesel health, or, you know, kind of a cloud of sorts. And that data interacts with diesel repair and diesel parts. You know, so any tool that's in our portfolio, our goal and our already path that we're on, because there's quite a few already connected, especially our own tools, they send these scans already up there. So Diesel Explorer, if you're familiar with that, the Diesel Decoder, and a lot of the premium tools that we have, the dealer level tools that we sell, those will also send information up, as well as the tablet that we sell as well. So our goal is, you know, you're going to have many different tools that are bought for many different, you know, different horses for different courses, as they say. Mm-hmm. But those different tools all have to have a way to get data off of them so that this is possible. Now, there's some scan tools that we have that can't communicate other than just on the tool itself, right? They have no connectivity to the internet. They don't have any Bluetooth. Those obviously will not be able to get onto it. What we're talking about is not, you know, future. We're not talking in years or months. We're talking in weeks, that we're going to have a lot of the fundamentals of this in place, as we already have repair, as we already have diesel parts. And really, our next revision to truck fault codes is what's going to open this up to this end-to-end connectivity that we're discussing.
Right. So diesel repair is up and ready. You can use it right now. Diesel parts is up and ready. You can use it right now. You can download either app if you're doing the diesel repair. Parts is embedded in it. If you just want the parts tool, that's available. All of that's available now. The focus is class 8 trucks. There's some class 6 and 7 in there. That is the focus right now. And also, when it comes to diesel parts, Beth, I wanted to shift to you for a moment. Let's talk about diesel parts, Beth. So you mentioned it's more than just a parts cross-reference tool, and whether this is embedded inside a diesel repair or somebody like a parts person like me is just using the diesel parts app, what other features are we going to get access to? Let's start with exploded views. What is exploded views? How is it different than just a parts cross-reference tool?
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy to answer that for you, Jamie. I just wanted to go back and circle on Andy's answer to the specific handheld. The current handheld does not have any connectivity to it. So it is not able to access repair right from the handheld or parts, but the next generation will, and that will be out shortly.
And in the interim,
that's what Andy alluded to that in general, but I just wanted his specific question to get answered.
In the interim, they can go right now. There's the link in the chat. They can go right now. They can download the app on their Android device, on their Apple device. They can go and access it through a desktop computer. So it is available and it's all there, but it's not inside the handheld.
It's not embedded out of that particular tool at the moment, but that's our intent to make it so the easy button, so they don't have to switch, switch equipment. Exploded views. This is our equivalent of our year make model, no VIN needed lookup. So inside parts, there's many different ways to look up a part. And our intent was to, no matter where the parts technician or the shop technician or the shop owner, whoever's looking up your parts for you, or independent operator that might be in charge of, servicing their own, you can start from a number of different ways. And exploded views is just a really cool feature. No VIN needed. To my knowledge, we're the only company offering this out, in the commercial setting. We have about 60 different modules, what we call books, that are uploaded, and we're adding more all the time, anywhere from, 20 to 40 new modules a month. What we've done in Exploded Views is we've researched and redrawn all of the systems of the major systems in the truck. And we think about, when we're building our data in parts in general, we started with the engine as the nucleus, and we've gone out from there and we've looked at the most popular parts, the most frequent parts that fail or replaced, whether it's preventative or from failure. And that's where we started. And we've gone out from there. So we've had a bullseye and going out class 7, 8 were our initial focus. There is a good bit of class 4 and 6 in here intermittently. But again, we're filling that out. Exploded views. It's late. You basically, when you search by year, make, model, you pick a component, a system area that you're looking for, and that will pull that up. So if it's an after treatment system, it shows everything. Everything's exploded out and has reference numbers on it. 1, 2, 3. Some of them are very simple and might only have 1 or 2. Some of them have up to 90 different parts labeled. And then it immediately has given you all the parts that we've referenced down below that are in our system. And there's just a box that says view part, and you can go right to that part. And then when you view the part, you get a series, you get the part at the top with all the available crosses that we have in our system that we verified, unique crosses. So exploded views, we've started again with the most popular models and are expanding out from there with that tool.
So when I'm on the counter, sometimes I don't know the year, make, or model. What's the by measurement tool? You mentioned that in your intro. Just tell us very briefly how that works.
Yeah, by measurement tool is sort of I would call it our ACES equivalent. This is big for our market because there is really not a lot of heavy duty ACES data out there. We're partnered with OptiCat in the background on this and working with them to help the industry and the component manufacturers standardize their data. So that's a partnership. We're both working on that in tandem. But the bi-measurement tool offers a series of questions to whoever's looking up the part. And you start with simply the component that you're looking for. Say I'm looking for a shock absorber. So you would go to that system shock absorber, and then it would ask you in order to answer certain measurements. And if you're not familiar, for all the new techs that might not be out there, or let's say your parts counter person has no idea where the measurement should take place, we actually offer a drawing that goes along with it and shows them exactly where from point A to point B to measure. And we give them that reference, and then we give them a pull down list to enter what the measurement could be. And as they continue to fill these measurements out, that it will auto-populate below, so that they, in a lot of cases, they fill in one or two of the numbers and the rest of it auto-populates. We verified that with a team of parts experts that have collectively over 400 years of parts experience. And so they're, you know, we're not just willy-nilly saying, you know, this is happening. If they select a certain number here, it can only be certain measurements down here based on the attributes or the measurements that have been entered in for that specific part. And again, it will bring them back to the view part, you know, the major that ties in to the parts cross database and gives them that part and then available crosses for it, if they're brand specific or if, you know, they having a hard time finding the part that we brought up at the top.
Right, right. And so when it comes to VIN to part number, you've just launched something new with filters. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, VIN decoder, I would call this, there's been a complete evolution in our company about VIN decoder. I mean, there's a lot of VIN decoders out there. Some of them are free, some of them are for pay, you know, that you're paying. Ours is free and always going to be free. And for anybody out there, whether you're a distributor or a component manufacturer, if you don't have a current VIN decoder, call us. We'll give you ours. You can have our VIN decoder. You can put it up there. People, you can use that as a value add for your customers. It's just so important to get that information out there. But, you know, VIN decode, again, is part of the puzzle. You get to a certain point and it doesn't take you all the way to the part, to the component. So we had built a tool called Find My Filter. And then we realized that we could go not only just find a filter based off make, model, year, but we could go VIN to filter like that and just allow the technician who, again, whoever's looking up the part to go VIN to filter with a click. And if you enter in a specific VIN for that VIN, the tool will now return back the 5 engine filters, related filters that are needed directly for that. And again, it ends up in the same place in the parts cross where you have one recommended part that crosses to the OE parts in the background with all the crosses offered. So you can just go right straight to part. And that is the first of our VIN to component tool, and we are working on others. So we do plan to build out VIN to component in any component that you can search by make, model, year, or by engine serial number.
Andy, a quick question came in here. Alexander's saying that he can't find diesel repair on iOS. Is there a plan to give Apple access? Is that true?
Yeah, they're actually in this quarter, it's going to be back up there. There's definitely been some fun with Apple on payment, right. You know, and you know what they require for payment and having to go through Apple Pay. That's been in and out of court, just as a general App Store rule. So yeah, there definitely is one to go up there to now we have to use Apple Pay. So we're back to the dance again. So I believe in this quarter, it's back up on there.
Okay, thank you. And then Jeff is asking about whether or not it, like, Diesel Parts is pulling all the parts from online and getting you pricing and all that kind of thing. And he says, if it doesn't have the pricing, isn't it a waste of time? Well, the reality is if you're on the independent side and you can't identify the part, you're in trouble. So you need to know the part, what the part number is. But in the future, will people be able to use Diesel Parts like a marketplace, Beth, where they'll actually be able to get pricing? Is that something that is coming?
That is coming. In fact, we've been testing that for the past 6 months. We've been building it, you know, the concept for over a year. I mean, one thing to understand about diesel parts is everything that we do, we test live beta. There are some things we test behind the firewall. So right now we're testing e-commerce, obviously behind a wall, because you don't want to just allow people to enter a part and buy it from, you know, if it's a dead end. But we are definitely planning to have an e-commerce function. We are not going to be an Amazon. We're not going to fulfill. We're not going to replace anybody. We want to work with the existing distribution channel that's in place, that people are used to going to their favorite parts, you know, supply place. We're not taking that out of the equation, but there's a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure that their ERP systems and that, you know, all of their pricing and everything gets loaded and properly. And that's a big piece of where we're partnered with OptiCat, because they have relationships and work with all those distributors. So we're definitely testing that. And on the component manufacturer side, I was brought in specifically to work with the component manufacturers on not only getting their data, helping them clean their own data. There's a lot of work to be done there, but also helping them, you know, connect to their distribution channel. The manufacturers are not interested in bypassing them, you know, and selling directly to the end user. They want to keep the existing channels in place too.
Exactly. Okay. So we are now coming up to the end of our webinar, the special offer. First of all, for diesel repair, Everybody today will get access to Diesel Repair for 30 days by going to repair.diesellaptops.com. That link is in the chat, so you can click that right now. That's repair.diesellaptops.com and get 30 days free to be able to try out Diesel Repair. Diesel parts, you can go to parts.diesellaptops.com, and that is also free. So everybody gets access to these apps, and take advantage of that free option. Thank you very much to both of you for taking some time and telling us about the developments with both Diesel Repair and Diesel Parts.
Appreciate your time and everyone listening. Thanks again.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, take everybody. Care.
HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.